CBA Mobile.
B4CBA, W4NGU.
W4NGU, KB4CBA. What you doing there, Dr. Phil?
Been traffic on I-26. All kind of fun.
Yeehaw. All I can say is better you than me. Oh, man. Been there, done that. Got the T-shirt and everything. Well, I'm headed to the doctor, my PCP for my six-month checkup. And already been to the dentist today for a cleaning, so I'm just getting everything out of the way in one day.
How's your new car?
Soaking wet right now, but other than that, it's doing good. I got a whopping 2,200 miles on it. Really wearing this thing out.
Your other one?
If I'd have had a place to keep it, I think I would have just kept it. You know, I just, I really do miss it. But, you know, I had it for 5 years, and it was getting, you know, it was a 2012, so it was 11 years old. And so it wasn't going to, you know, get any better.
Get you another one sometime. Well, there's a guy beside me. He's getting a little irritated. I won't stop and let him in, but he went 3 miles past the place where the right lane stopped, and so he shouldn't even be up here. I hate those kind of people.
What do you mean? They go right to the as far as you can possibly go before they get over, and you know, and expect somebody to just let them in. And everybody else has been patiently sitting in the right, in the correct lane. But anyway, I've seen that done a lot. It's rather irritating.
And some idiot will let them in. Everybody ought to get bumper to bumper and not let them in for a long time, and that would make some impression on them. But anyhow, it is what it is. This bridge here on 26, I'll get you a mile marker in a second. They have had to jackhammer up, I don't know, a number of times. I don't know what kind of problem they're having with it. Makes you not want to drive on it, but they just keep having to carve that thing up and put in some more metal and then put in cement on it. And I don't know if it's just that old or it wasn't engineered right.
Make you wonder, doesn't it? Bridges do flex and move. Even the concrete ones do to some extent. And I don't know. It is kind of interesting that they're having to redo the same place over and over.
Place on the bridge, I don't think. It's a different section every time. But, yeah, it's the bridge before you get, if you're what I call southbound, headed toward 85, Highway 292 at exit 10. They've been out there today in the rain, so it must be fairly serious, so they'd just route traffic and not be working on it.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. They're working in the rain. Good night. It must be serious. Well, I guess they're just fixing, you know, the section that needs fixing. And they're just going to do it, you know, as they get to the point where they need it. They're just going to do them one section at a time. You know, I guess it's not most efficient way to do it. I mean, might not be the best for the drivers, but it's probably the most efficient way for them to do it.
6 months, and then all of a sudden they started back.
Just did that to piss you off, yeah? Listen, I'm going to lose you just for a minute. I'm going down to, I'm Everett Road, and I'm going to pass the Botany Woods exit, and I'll lose the repeater here, but I'll be back in a minute.
You get back, W4NGU.
Well, seems like it's doing well. You copy?
Yeah, maybe the rain is bending the radio wave back down for you.
Never had that happen. It's been I've been losing it completely at the bottom of the hill there until I get to the top of the hill, and then it's real noisy until I get all the way down to almost up to the bridge here. On Everett Road, coming up on the traffic light there at East North, it's really weird.
Just fine today. Speaking of 292, right here at 292 and Highway and I-26, I'm coming the opposite way in the morning going to work, and there's a fairly substantial truck stop there. It used to be a rocket truck stop. I don't know what it is now. That big rocket neon sign is gone now. But trucks have a hard time getting out on 292, and I just love to stop and let them out. And people behind me, they blow horns. I get the finger. They can't stand it. And it just makes my day. And it actually upsets me when nobody's trying to get out and I go through there.
But, you know, we call that, you know, people are telling you you're number one. You know, when I give you the finger, they're just saying, you're number one. But anyway, man, I tell you, it is pouring now rain here on Everett Road. I'm getting ready to go up the big hill to Pelham, and it is really coming down. There's water all over the road.
What's plan going these days?
Good. You know, of course, we didn't get to play yesterday. We had games scheduled, but they got rained out. And I normally play on Thursday, so. But anyway, but I'm playing, you know, anywhere from 4 to 7 times a week, just depending on how the schedule works out and that sort of thing. So getting plenty of exercise, I think, an hour and a half, a good hour and a half at a time. So I tell you, but I really enjoy it.
Well, I know it keeps you nice and thin. I've started cutting out supper when I can. I just got to lose a few pounds. I'm not a big man, but it's just getting out of hand.
Sneaks up on you. You know, you're just going along, and all of a sudden, your pants start getting a little tight, and you're like, yeah, what's going on here? And you know, really, I never use the scales because, you know, I can tell by the way my clothes fit if I'm gaining weight. So, you know, that tells me I need to cut back, you know, on whatever it is I've either eaten too much or added to my diet.
Well, it might have been sneaking up on me 6 months ago, but it's come out into the open now.
I know what you mean. I used to have the Dunlap disease, and it wasn't no fun, I tell you. But I just finally, you know, put my mind to it that I was going to lose some weight, and I did.
I'm going to do when we've had a contest at work, I've won every time. When I got accountability, or there's a prize of some sort. I'm all in, brother. I'll go, if I need to, I'll go days before the final weigh-in. But anyway, we'll conquer that. That's just something I got to get done. But I got to run, David. I'm about to pull into Walmart here, and I got to pick up a couple of things. And but it's good to hear from you. Hope you're doing well. And I'm not usually on the road this time of day, but just by chance we met up on the air. W4, never give up. Listening for your final.
On Verde right now, and I think. Anyway, hope I'm making the repeater. But you have a good one. It's always good to talk to you, and haven't talked to you in a while. And take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you later. W4NGU, KB4CBA, mobile clear.
Well, it seems like your problem started when you got that new antenna. As much as you enjoy 2 meters, you need to get you a different one, don't you?
Actually, this one works better than the other one did, if you can believe it. But the other one, it worked good on the Mustang, but the Mustang gave it a little more of a ground plane than this 4Runner does.
The antennas, but I mean, it sounds like it's time to change to something different, isn't it?
Much of a choice. This thing's so big, the antenna would hit going into the garage, so that's one of my biggest problems right there. And, you know, there you go. There you have it.
Well, I wish that was my biggest problem. We won't go there. I'll see you later, David.
I went over there and snipped it off during the night, Phil. That's the reason he's not getting out too well, but don't tell him. Good to hear you, Phil. And zero TR.
Garage better. You did him a favor, didn't you?
It might make the propagation decline a little with the high SWR, but that's good.
And you'll call, Tom. I was on the phone when I heard you call a while back.
Well, there's an H down to Amy, and had a nice visit with her during her noon hour there. She's working off at home, you know, off the computer. Go ahead, Dave.
You can hear the traffic light at Congaree, and, well, let's see, it was Baywood, now it's Halton Road. These roads change names when you get through an intersection.
I'm trying to find a parking place, W4NGU.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents out there. But you got a beautiful car, Dave. And I haven't even seen it. We've got 2.02 inches so far, and I believe it. The ditches were full all the way home, Dave.
Just went through some real heavy rain back there on Edwards Road. It's getting back to just a moderate rain here. Boy, it was going across the road and everything, and you know, just really have to slow down because keep from hydroplaning. But I think we're getting more rain than they expected, because I don't even think we were expecting to get an inch over in Taylor's, and I'm sure we've gotten more than that, because it's really been coming down.
Correct. Now, earlier this week, like Monday or so, it was not Dan Bickford, but the other one from up at the apple orchards, Justice. He was saying 4.2 inches. Then they modified it. And I know Mother Nature's the only one that knows, and the good Lord. But then they modified it down to about 1.2 inches. But today, the stocky gentleman on Channel 4 was kind of acted like he was a little bit surprised and said, no, it's just going to keep coming. And from what I see on my app from WIFF4, it's going to rain till after midnight. So, yeah, I think you're quite correct. We're getting more than what they anticipated. I got 57 degrees and 29 or 86 on the barometer, and I wouldn't trust this barometer as far as you could throw it on these weather stations. But I can say this much: it's right. It's raining.
TS and no end in sight. Well, I'm pulling in the parking lot here at the doctor's office, so I'm gonna park this beast and go in and see what the doctor has to say. I've already seen my blood work on my chart, but he's got the final word. Anyway, we got some stuff to discuss. You have a good one there, and we'll talk to you later, Tom. And behave yourself, and maybe Bernice can keep you out of trouble, I hope so. 73 KB, N0TR, KB4, CBA.
Yeah, we was going to get out the deli at 14 in Pelham, but I told her, I don't even want to get out. I said, let's go on home. And so I'm settling for some homemade potato soup and a sandwich, and that'll suit me just fine. I don't like being out in it. Right now I'm eating some deviled eggs, and she just brought me some cottage cheese with peaches in it. And that's before I get the potato soup and the sandwich. So I'm doing all right, Dave. As far as keeping me in line, forget it. And I told the doctor to use the square needle on you today. I was trying to help you out. KB4, CBA, and 0TR, 73 today. And be safe.
Needle, that's all I needed. Well, boy, it is pouring down rain again. All right, well, here goes nothing. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, KB4, CBA, clear.